I'd like to share with you on this week's Parsha Vayikra something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Yitzchok Zatzal. This week's Parsha speaks all about the laws of korbanos, the offerings, sacrifices. And we find an interesting difference between what's called a oila so'if and a chato so'if. In the beginning of the Parsha, it says if a person wants to give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring what's called the oil ha-so'if, oil which means the entire thing would be burnt on the altar, on the Mizbeach. And then it says when the Kohen, the priest, would bring this korban, from the back of the neck he would have a sharp nail and he would press in and he would cut off the head of the bird from its body. Then goes on, we sprinkle the blood and burn it on the altar. But over there, he separated, umolakes roisha, he separated the head from the body. That was by oila soif. In the end of the parsha, which speaks about chato soif, the person did a sin, and he could only afford a bird. Over there, it says also the same expression, umolakes roisha, but it says v'lo yavdil. He shouldn't separate the head from the body. He just has to puncture, make a hole, separate or the trachea or the esophagus, but not both, and not to separate the head from the body of the bird. He sprinkles, he puts the blood on the mizbeach together. And the Torah describes over there how he does it. So here comes the question, Asher Rebbe Yitzchok, what's the difference between the oila and the chatos? Why, when a person brings a gift, he separates the head from the body of the bird, and by the sin offering, you don't separate the head from the body? Explain to Rebbe Yitzchok. This will be explained with another difference between these two offerings. The Mishnah says the difference between a oilo and a chatos of a bird is in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Mizbeach, the outer courtyard, and it had what's called a Chut HaSikra in the center of the Mizbeach, halfway up. It was a line made out of paint, a red paint line, and that separated between the Mizbeach above, the five Amos of above, and the five Amos below. And the difference was when you brought a bird of an offering, an oila, this service of the blood going on the Mizbeach had to be done above this red line. If you brought a chatos, a sin offering, it was brought below the red line. On the bottom and it was the chatos, and the top was the oila. And why was that? Explained on the Yitzchok a very interesting difference. Many, many places, if you put it together, this is what he is explaining. And I want to give a marshal to this, a parable. Well, you know, when you have somebody who the head of the bird symbolizes also the head of a person. In your head, you have your mind, your intellect, your understanding. Now, there's two types of people who understand something or learn something, want to comprehend something or have knowledge. One's a person who's a very, very smart person, and Hashem blessed him with the knowledge of Torah in a very deep, and he learns everything in depth, understanding the whole meaning and all its ramifications, and he studies something with great intensity. And he's very involved in understanding every detail of the law. And then you have another person who learns something more, how it relates to the practical. I'll give you a simple example. You have the Seder from Pesach. The Seder from Pesach has so many details. You could learn about it. You could get so involved in it that you're totally engrossed in the subject, in the learning. And then you can have somebody who's learning just to know what to do. He learned Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law. How do I practice? How do I conduct the Seder. So he's learning in order to know exactly the steps on how to do. He's not yet on that level. Learning is something with all its depth and understanding the whole subject in its deep and intense learning. Now, we find an interesting thing you could see. Sometimes when a person learns something with great intensity and in great depth, he could get so absorbed, so involved in his learning, he can forget about the practical world. And here's what Rabbi Levi Yitzchok wants to explain, and the difference between these two sacrifices. Hashem tells a person like this: if you are on the level of Oilo, which means you are on the higher level of people, which is like symbolizing above the line of this red line, and you, every time you learn Torah, you learn it with great intensity and with extreme depth. But many times when you have to do the mitzvah, you have to do the practical part, you have to remove yourself at that time from learning in a way of intensity and in depth, because you'll sometimes forget of how you have to observe. And you'll be so involved with it that you won't be involved in the practical part in the way you're supposed to be. So you have to remove yourself from your deep intellectual capacity, so to say. You have to cut off your head and now focus more on the practical, how you do things. As you know, they say you can have an absent-minded professor. He's a great genius, but he's not practical. On the other hand, when somebody learns something in the lower levels, means he's learning, but in order to know what to do, the practical, that is extremely important. Over there, you don't separate the head from the body, because you have to have your mind. If you're going to go to the Seder, you have to know, and you want to learn just, or you want to remember exactly what to do. Oh, your mind has to be conscious. And, what do I do now? And the steps, just the knowledge, how it relates to the action. That's very good. Your head has to be connected. So now you understand the explanation of Levi Yitzchok. If you are on the higher level, which is compared to the Oila, over there, in order to do the practical, which is like referring to the body, you have to separate the head. You have to remove yourself from the depth and intensity of the study and focus now how comes down in the practical. But if you're just learning something and your knowledge is just how it relates to the lower level, how it relates to the practical observance, then over there you don't separate, of course, not your head from the body. You have to have your knowledge in order to know what to do. And this is the difference. These are two types of Jews. The Oila is referring to a Jew which Hashem blesses him with the great intensity and understanding of Torah in great depth. Over there you have to separate the head when it comes to the practical observance. And the bottom, referring to a Jew who's on the lower level, he learns something more how it relates to the action. Over there, you always have to remember your head and your body must be together. You always have to be conscious of knowing what to do step by step in order to perform the mitzvah properly. And this is the difference between the Oila and the Chatos.